Bezras Hashem Yisbarach, today is another special day. We begin Maseches Moed Katan, which deals primarily with two major topics, and those are the topics of Chol HaMoed, hence the expression Moed Katan, as well as the halachos of Avelus. Our Daf Beis Amid Aleph, is going to begin with the malachos that can and cannot be done during Chol HaMoed in the field. We're going to have on our daf many halachos of avoda betoch hasadeh, and eventually our daf is going to also discuss the halachos of Shemitah itself. In fact, we are leading up to Shnas HaShemitah, Tavshin Ayin Hey, it's the summer of Tavshin Ayin Dalid, and the most important set of gemaros in terms of farming in Eretz Yisrael during Shnas HaShemitah, and of course the prohibition of it, appears in our Maseches. So the timing is beautiful, a beautiful Maseches at the end of the summer. Let's Be'ezer Hashem begin the Mishnah. Mashkin Beis Hashlochim B'moed. The halacha is that one is allowed to irrigate a field on Chol HaMoed. When we use the expression Moed, that refers to Chol HaMoed. Rashi explains three lines from the top, because the fact that it is a Hefsid Gadol. Now, there is a big, big discussion amongst the Rishonim, and this plays out Halacha L'maisa very, very much, for why it is permissible to do Hashkah, to irrigate a field on Yom Tov. At the end of the day, we're going to see in the Gemara, on Amud Beis, that watering the ground is ostensibly prohibited on Chol HaMoed. It's one of those Malachos that are prohibited. The exact nature of the prohibition we're going to discuss further in the Daf Yomi Shum, as well as Bezer Hashem, the Halacha from the Daily Daf. Rashi adds that here it's permissible because it's a Hefsid Gadol. And where there is great loss, so then in such a case, the Chachamim allowed us to do it on Chol HaMoed. So here we have in the opening lines of the Maseches, the prohibition on the one hand of watering the ground on Shabbos, ostensibly, yet if it's a hefsid, so then the Chachamim allowed us to do, now notice Rashi's words, litroach bo b'chol HaShemoed. From Rashi, it seems that there's some issue of tircha that appears on, that exists in Chol HaMoed. In fact, the Ramban al HaTorah says that all of the prohibitions of Yom Tov is the idea of being Toreach and something that doesn't focus a person on Yom Tov. So one possibility of understanding the nature of the prohibition on Chol HaMoed, emphasis as one understanding, is to say that we want a person on the Yom Tov and on Chol HaMoed to remember that it's a Yom Tov, and those things that are a Tircha, like gardening, are going to be prohibited. Continues the Mishnah, B'moed u'b'shvius. Not only is it permissible on Chol HaMoed, it's also permissible on Shemitah itself, which of course is going to be the focus as well of today's daf. It's going to be permissible whether we're talking about water that had begun to flow on Chol HaMoed itself, in other words, the spring had just begun, or it had begun earlier. The Gemara will elaborate why there would be a possible distinction between the two. It's permissible to water from a mayan. Avol ein mashkin, but you can't irrigate lo mimei hagshamim v'lo mimei hakilon, neither from wain water or from water that comes from a pit that had gathered rainwater. Mei hakilon being rainwater that is in a pit. Rashi explains, al pishi taso, that we just said above, that the prohibition over here is one of tircha. And since there is a big tircha to water from rainwater, it will be prohibited. Rashi also spells out the Gemara in Chagiga Yud Ches Amid Aleph tells us the source for the distinction between, and this is a very important source, the distinction between malacha on Yom Tov itself and malacha on Chol HaMoed. The Chazal over there, Darshan, let's take a look at Rashi on the first narrow line. Dichsiv sheishes yom tochel matzos v'yom ha-shvi yatzeres Hashem elokecha. Ma-shvi yatzor ba-siyas melacha. Just like on the seventh, you're supposed to rest from melacha. Av-shisha atzor ma-siyas melacha. Ima-shvi yatzor b'chol melacha. If the Torah tells us to rest on the seventh, av-shisha atzor b'chol melacha. So then, you would think that all 6 days are, the other 6 days are the same. Talmud Omer, ha-shvi, shvi atzor b'chol melacha, vein shishi atzorim b'chol melacha. You cease from all work on the seventh day, But on the other 6 days, in other words, the intermediate days, Chol HaMoed, you don't have to. Halo Masra Kosov, so then what type of malacha can you do or can't you do? So according to the position of Rashi, it works like this. The pasuk is given over Ela L'chacham, to the Chacham, Lama L'cha, Ezem L'cha, Asur B'chol HaShemoed, Ve'ezem L'teres. So Chazal decided, the Torah clearly indicated that there is going to be malacha that's prohibited in a Chol HaMoed, but Chazal come along and define what are those malachos? Umalacha sheyesh b'hefsed. And if the malacha that you don't do it, it will cause loss. Emeina osalsa kigon hashkos beis hashalchin. So there itiru chacham. Now the simple reading of Rashi is that Chol HaMoed therefore is a din d'oraisa. That is going to be an important topic for us to discuss in the halacha from the daily daf, and therefore it's going to be prohibited in any instance where Chazal did not say that it is mutter. And that's how many Achronim point out Bidas Rashi. Other positions we'll discuss in the future. Continues the Mishnah, 5 lines, you're not allowed to make rows and dig around a vine. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Yomer, Ein Oisin Esama B'tchila B'mayid U'B'Shviyas, you're not allowed to make a Eimas HaMayim, dig irrigation tunnels. You're not allowed to dig irrigation tunnels during Chol HaMoed, u'b'shvi'is, as well as on Shemitah. V'chacham ma'imrim, oisin esama b'tchila b'shvi'is. V'chacham disagree, and they hold that you're allowed to do it on Shemitah. U'misaklin esama kukolos, you're also allowed to fix those irrigation systems that are broken. B'moed, according to Chacham, you could do that on the Moed. The reason is because it's not considered, Mukiyosi says, it's not considered a malacha. It's not a significant change in the ground. We saw similarly, if there is something wrong with the pits and the cisterns of water that were used to serve the populace, that you're allowed to fix on Yom Tov. Why? Because it's Sarche Rabim. This is another heter that is important for us to know, that there are times that there are malachos that are permissible because of Sarche Rabim. So you're allowed to do all of these process of fixing in the roads, in the areas that collect water, where people bathe in, and you're allowed to take care of Tzarchei Rabim on Chol HaMoed. And you're also allowed to go around and make a sign on the areas where there is a kever. The Gemara describes that in Shabbos, that Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, that was one of the things that he did, L'tzarchei Rabim, and that is to show where there are kvarim, and the reason for that is so that Kohanim should know not to go there. V'yaitzin afal aklaim, and we're also allowed to go out, we, Shluchei Bezdin, are allowed to go out to announce and to check for klaim. And you could also uproot the klaim on Yom Tov. Tosis explains that here the Lashon Yotzin is a little different than usual. Here the Lashon Yotzin means that there's a mitzvah to go out to announce the klayim and to check and uproot if there is any klayim, which was a mitzvah on Bezin. Begins the Gemara on Daf Bezim and Af Hashti, Yeshlomer Mayin Shiyotzim Etchilot Asalim Pulei. Our Mishnah tells us that it's prohibited to water in general, but if it's from a mayon and it's a hefsid, so then in such a case, it's going to be permissible. Analyzes the Gemara. Now that you said that it's permissible from a mayon that you made originally, that even though we're afraid that it could collapse on Yom Tov, mashkin, you're allowed to irrigate from it, and we don't make a gzera that you can't let the thing break down, and then that will lead to a tremendous tircha. So then asks the Gemara, if it was one that had not just been made, but it's been an irrigation system that's been working well for a long time, do I need to mention that's permissible? Once I know one is permissible, I'll know the other is permissible as well. Answer the Gemara, Amri Itzrich. We need both cases. If it had said the Mayan that you originally made, Havamina Hacha Hu Debeis Hashalchin, in Beis HaBalo, that when do we allow it? We allow it for what's called a Beis HaShalchan. Beis HaShalchan is, as we described, is an irrigated field. But when it comes to Beis HaBal, a field that does not need irrigation. Rashi explains because it is low down and the water runs down from the mountains to that area. So then I would have thought that you can't irrigate a Beis Habal, Mishum Dasal and Pule. You can't irrigate a Beis Habal with something that had been just made, because it might fall. I would have thought that a Beis Habal is also permissible. So comes along our Mishnah, says the only thing that's permissible are those fields that really need water. And what are those fields? Those are a Beis HaShachon, Beis Habal Nami, Kamash Malon, Loshna Mayin Sheyotz Mitchilav, Loshna Mayin Shelo Yotz Mitchilav, Beis HaShachon in, only a Beis HaShachon, Beis Habal Loi. Umay Mashma. And where does it sound in the expression the high base hashalchin, that this expression base hashalchin, lishna ditzachusahu, refers to a ground that is hungry, in other words, or thirsty more precisely, a ground that is thirsty for water. And as we pointed out, the difference between base hashalchin and base habal is base hashalchin are areas that are high up and need to be watered on their own, as opposed to the base habal that are lower down that need to be watered less because they're in the plains. So how do we know that Beis HaShalchan has that connotation? Dichsiv, the Pasuk says, when Amalek attacked us, of course, Parshas Zohar V'ata Ayov V'yogea, that you were worn out and weak. Umi Targum Minon, and the Targum translates it, V'at Mishali V'lohi. Mishali means that you were not only weak, but that you were thirsty. Hence the word V'lohi is very, very similar to the word shalchin. Why? Because mishalhi could also easily, the hey and the ches in Aramaic and Hebrew are often interchanged. So mishalhi is mishalchi, hence the meaning of thirsty. My mashma, the high base habal lishna dimeis vusahi. How do we know that the word base habal is it's relaxed, it's taken care of, it's not worrying about how it's going to drink this land, dechsiv, as the pasuk says, kival bochur bisula yivaluch bonayich umasoyis chasan alkala yosis alayich elokayich. Hence the expression yosis alayich elokayich. This is the wedding season, Baruch Hashem. So literal meaning behind the pasuk kival bochur bisula means that when he will have relations with her. Umitagar minon. How do we translate it in Targum? We translate that word not just simply in terms of the relations, but rather also it's referred to as relaxed. That the bachur becomes relaxed. He now found someone to rest his life with. And the Targum continues, you say suvon bigavech binech, that so too your children should be relaxed amongst you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Eretz Yisrael. So we see that the Lashon Baal refers to relaxed. Period. The Gemara says, Man tan de pseida in har v'chalo. Our Mishnah allows one to irrigate. Question is, whether it's in all instances or only in a case of loss. So Rashi already told us that the heter is dafke, a heter of hefsid. Who is the Tana that spells that out? Says the Gemara, seven lines before the Y, on Beis Amid Aleph. And even in a case of pseida, where you're allowed to irrigate, you have to do it in a way that brings about the least tircha. It's based on Rabbi Elazar ben Yankov. The son, we learned in a Mishnah. Later on, we're going to have this on Vav on the base. Rabbi Elazar ben Yankov, you're allowed to draw the water from tree to tree. But you're that on Chol HaMoed, and our Mishnah adds also on Shavuos itself, you're allowed to, we'll see what that means when Shavuos itself, we'll leave that for now. You're allowed to draw the water from tree to tree. Eimar d'shamas le Rabbi Eliezer, harvacha, d'lo tircha m'makam pseidem mishamas le. Okay, you've given me the source for Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov for a couple of things. The Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is the source that, number one, that you're not allowed to be matriach for the entire field. Number two, that you're allowed to water the trees. But asks the Gemara, what about harvacha delo tircha bimakom pseida? In other words, we've seen when it comes to harvacha delo tircha, that's going to be prohibited. If you're just doing it for extra harvacha, the field doesn't need it, so then in such a case it's going to be prohibited. However, what happens if it's a case of Tircha Yisera, but at the same time, if you don't do that Tircha Yisera, there will be a Pseida. So Gemara says again, Eman Shamas Le Rav Lazar Havachat Lo Tircha, Makam Pseida Mishamas Le. What would he say in regards to Makam Pseida? So you don't see anything about, from Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov that we learned above, that Makom Pseida, it's still going to be Aser if there's a Tircha Gedola. And the assumption above we saw was that in all cases it's prohibited except in Beis HaShlachin where it's both Makom Pseida and not a lot of Tircha. El Omer of Papa, Hamani Rebbe Yehudi. We need to find a different source. It's Rebbe Yehuda. The Sanya we learned in the Brisa Gemara continues two lines into wine and Bezam and Alf. Mayan Hayotza Mitchila Mashkim Mimenu. If you have a... This is a Tosefta in Perek Gimel. If you have a Mayan that is going out, Mayan Hayotza Mitchila Mashkim Mimenu, Afilus De Beis Habal, that you're allowed to irrigate from a Mayan. A Mayan is a spring that comes naturally from the ground, a water spring. So then, you're allowed to irrigate afilu stei beis habal. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, ein mashkin ela stei beis hashlachin. So here we see a dissenting view that we didn't see up until now of Rabbi Meir, who allows to water a stei beis habal if it is a mayon. The logic behind the Tanakama Rabbi Meir is because there is no tircha yisera. Then in such a case, in other words, we're talking again about a spring, so the water there goes naturally, so it's not a lot of tircha, so then even a beis habal that really doesn't need it is going to be permissible. However, Rabbi Yehuda says, a mashkin, that you can't because only stay beis hashalchan, shecharva. If you have a beis hashalchan that is going to become damaged, then it's permissible. So what's the crux of the machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Meir allows, even in case where there is no hefsid, if there is no great tircha, while Rabbi Yehuda only allows a case of a beis hashalchan, even if there isn't going to be a great tircha. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Yomer, loy kach v'kach. He says, no, he disagrees with both opinions. And he says, they didn't allow to be mashke from a mayon. You're not allowed to irrigate either a beis hashalchan that's damaged or a beis hashalchan that's not. In other words, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is quite machmir. Brisa continues, Yetzer al kacham Rabbi Yehuda. More than that, Rabbi Yehuda said, Lo yifane odom emas hamayim v'yashke l'ginosu l'chorvasu b'cholo shel moed. A person is not allowed to take the tunnels of water and cause his garden and his destroyed field to be irrigated on Yom Tov because there's a tercha yisera, even if it's damaged and it's going to cause a Hesed. My chareva. What exactly does it mean that it's damaged? Ilei mecharva mamish. If you can say it's mamish damaged, lomali demashkele. Then how could you irrigate it and improve it? It's entirely damaged. Amar Abaye. So Abaye says shecharva mimayin ze. No, the spring wasn't working. The spring dried up. V'yotzala mayin acher, and he wants to give another spring to irrigate it. According to this position, when Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is Oimer, loikach v'loikach, neither thing is permissible. He's saying like this, lo shna charva mayina, it's not permissible if the spring had dried up. Lo shna lo charva mayina, and even if the spring had not dried up, it's still going to be prohibited. Mayin shiyotza mitchila lo. A mayin, even if it was made originally, you can't use it to irrigate the field. So what do we see? We see, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that the halacha is that any time it's a tircha yisera, it's going to be prohibited. Says the Gemara, umi mai. Maybe it's not a strong raya. Dilma ad kan lo kan Rabbi Yehuda beis hashalchin in beis habal lo. When did Rabbi Yehuda say that beis hashalchin is going to be permissible in beis habal? You can't, even though it seemed that it wasn't big tircha. Ela mayan shiyotza betchila. I was only talking about a case where you have a spring that has just begun to work. Dilma asal in pule, because there Rabbi Yehuda is going to be machmer lest it fall down. In other words, how do you know the spring system is going to work? It's just started. Avol mayin shelo yatsa mitchila, but a spring that has been working for a while. Dilma asal in pule, afil beis habal nami. Maybe with a beis habal be permissible, because at the end of the day, it's not a lot of tircha, even though it's not b'makom pseida. But maybe that's the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Gemara three lines from the top and base and base. In Cain, Masnisan Aman Tirmiyeh. So then how are you going to stand up our Mishnah? Who's going to explain our Mishnah? Ella must be the Rabbi Yehuda loishna mayin shiatz v'tchil loishna mayin shloitz v'tchila. Beis HaShlochin in Beis HaBal lo. Our Mishnah seems to allow Beis HaShlochin, not allow Beis HaBal, and that seems to be the position of Rabbi Yehuda, and that's consistent with Rabbi Yehuda that we had mentioned two lines into the wide on Beis HaMed Aleph, quoting from the Tosefta, the Brisa, in Perek Aleph. Says the Gemara, "V'haydiktani mayan shiyatsa b'tchila," and the fact that the Brisa mentioned specifically a mayan shiyatsa b'tchila, we had suggested maybe even Rabbi Yehuda would allow a mayan she'ena yatsa b'tchila for a beis habal, which we say no. Right now, we were saying that that's not correct. Rabbi Yehuda will always prohibit it if it's laharvacha. So then why did the Braisa mention mayin shiyatza mitchila? The halacha applies both mayin shiyatza mitchila and mayin she'eni yatza mitchila. Lo diacha kolcho de Rabbi Meir. That's coming to bring out the position of Rabbi Meir, the strength of Rabbi Meir's position. Dafilu mayin hayotza mitchila, mashkem imenu afilu stay habal. That even if the mayin is risky, because it might collapse, if it's for stay habal, according to Rabbi Meir, it will be permissible. We put a big period over here, and now we begin a very important topic in terms of melachos for Shabbos, Shviyas, and Chalamoid. Itmar. We learned a Tanaitic teaching. Ha-menachesh. The word menachesh is someone who cuts off. What's he cutting off? He's cutting off weeds. And what is he doing? He's cutting off weeds, and thereby the plants will grow better. V'hamashke mayim lizroim b'shabbos, and someone who waters the ground. So now we're getting into what exactly is the iser of irrigating. B'shabbos mishum mayim asrinim be. What exactly is the hasra that a person is supposed to get if he's doing it on Shabbos? What's the iser? So here we have machlokes Rabba Rav Yosef. Rabba Amar Mishum Chayrish. Rabba says that the prohibition is plowing. Rashi explains that it's actually not the prohibition that you would have thought. You would have thought that it should be kotzer. It's not kotzer, it's not cutting, because at the end of the day, he's not interested, says Rashi, in the weeds that he's cutting. So what exactly is the prohibition? Rabba says that it's considered as if he's plowing. The Gemara in a moment will explain the position of Rabba. Rav Yosef Amar Mishum Zareh. Rav Yosef says you're abetting it to grow, and once you're abetting it to grow, then it's Nisr of Zareh. Both of them, of course, being the first couple of Malachos in the Avos Malachos in the Mishnah and Shabbos and Ayin Gimel Amar Alf. Amar Rabba Kavasa Didi Mistabra. It makes sense like I am presenting. Ma Darka Shel Chorish Li Ripuye Ara. Just like when it comes to plowing, what you do is you soften the ground to make it better to be used for growing. Hainami Ripuye Ara. So too over here. That's what's going on over here. Amar Rav Yosef Kavasa Didi Mistabra. Rav Yosef says, no, I'm right. Ma Darka Shel Zareh Litzmuche Pira. Just like when you plant, what you're doing is encouraging the fruits to grow. Hachanami mitzameach pira. So too over here, you're causing it to grow. Period. Amar le'abaye le'rabba. L'didcha kasha, u'l'rav Yosef kasha. I have a kasha on both you and Rav Yosef. L'didcha kasha, mishum charish in, mishum zareh. Lo, you say that it's plowing and you forgot about zareh. Why in the world is it not zareh? Rav Yosef kasha, mishum zareh in, mishum charish lo. Rav Yosef forgot about plowing. In other words, both things are taking place, argues Abai. And if you're going to say that the reason why they have to choose one of them is because if you do one malacha and it accomplishes two avos, you violate two prohibitions of the Lamentes Malachos, you're only chayiv one. Va'amar Rav Kana, that's not true, because Rav Kana taught us a famous Gemara in Ayin Dalet on the Beis Masechet Shabbos Zoymir v'tzarech le'etzim. If someone prunes, so he's cutting off branches that normally will cause the tree to grow better, but he's doing it because he wants the wood. So chayiv shtayim, Rav Kana says, you're chayiv for two, because even though you're doing one action, you're accomplishing two things. Mesor Shas says, I'm sorry, ayin gimel on the base, not ayin dal on the base. Zomer tzarech leitzim chayiv shtayim, achas mishum notea, v'achas mishum kotzer. One in terms of planting, and the other because you're being kotzer. Kasha. So that is a strong kasha, says the Gemara. The Gemara continues. Eisvei Rav Yosef l'Rabba. Rav Yosef asked Rabba the following question. Ha-menachesh, we spoke about meaning weeding. Va-ha-mechapeh, someone who covers up the ground over some seeds, liklayim, if there was a prohibition of klayim, like it, he gets malchus. In other words, it's considered a maisa malacha for the prohibition of sadcha lo sizra klayim. Rabbi Kiva Omer, afa mikayim. Rabbi Kiva says, not only if you do that action, but if you see klayim of zroa, you see seeds that are mixed with, of course, grapes, so then in such a case, and you don't uproot it, you're over the yisr. Bishlema lidi di, says Rav Yosef to Rabba. It makes sense according to me who holds that someone who does nichush, weeds, is over the iser of zoreyat amin mishum zoreyat. Hainu de asiras riabiklaim. Now I understand why it's considered as if has planted klaim if you do weeding. But according to you, that holds that it is plowing, da'amrit mishum choresh, then nichush, weeding is considered choresh, charisha b'klaim mi'asira? Is charisha by klaim prohibited? Amalei, so then why is it that this opinion holds that it is asur? Amalei mishum mikayim. No, the prohibition, says Rabba back to Rav Yosef, is not one of the action of weeding, but rather it's the fact that he's allowing for klayim to say. Asks the Gemara, how could that possibly be? V'amidiktani seifa, Rabbi Akiva amir afa mekayim. The seifa has Rabbi Akiva prohibiting it as mekayim. Bechlal de tanakam la misham mekayim. It seems that the tanakam doesn't hold mishum mekayim. Answers, Rabba hakula Rabbi Akiva he. No, you have to say, according to me, says Rabba, that the whole Tosefta over there in Klayim is going according to Rabbi Akiva. And it goes like this. Kula Rabbi Akiva, umay tam komar. And he's explaining himself. My tam ha-menachesh v'am-bechapel b'klayim loke mishum mikayim she Rabbi Akiva. Not Rabbi Akiva Omer, but Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva had said she Rabbi Akiva Omer afa mikayim. Even if someone simply allows klayim to remain, then it's an isur d'oraisa. It's considered sadcha lo sizra klayim, and memela you'll even get malchus. My tam of the Rabbi Akiva. What's the rationale Rabbi Akiva desanya? We learn in a braisa. This braisa is a Torah's koanim. The Medrash Halacha, Sadcha lo sizra klayim, Ein liyelo zoreya mikayim minayim, Tamalomer klayim lo, Tamalomer klayim, and some have the girsa sadcha lo. In other words, that the drasha is klayim sadcha lo, that the Torah is not saying only you shouldn't plant, but the Torah says sadcha to tell you that there's an iser on the sada. Hence, according to Rabbi Akiva, if you're mikayim a sada with klayim, there is an iser d'oraisa. Period. We continue 10 lines from the bottom of Beis on Beis Nan Mashkin Beis Hashalchin B'moyed U'B'Shvis. We learned in our Mishnah that it's permissible to irrigate a field that needs irrigation, that's thirsty, as we described on Amud Aleph, during Chol HaMoed as well as on Shemitah. Bishleim HaMoed, I understand that HaMoed, Mishum Tircha, it's prohibited to irrigate and work one's land because of tircha. Ubamakum seder shari rabbanan, and makum seder is permissible. That was what we saw on Rashi already in the beginning of the Masechta, the rationale for the heter on Chol HaMoed. El shvius, but on shvius, bein leman damer mishum zereya, bein leman damer mishum choresh. Whether we go like Rabba or Rav Yosef, in such a case, zriya v'charisha b'shvius mishari, zriya and charisha are prohibited both on Shemitah. Zriya is found in Parshas Bahar, where the Torah tells us the prohibitions of Shemitah, and it says, Sadcha lo sizra v'charmecha lo sizmar. When it comes to Charisha, we're going to have two opinions, whether Charisha is Ahalacha l'moshe misinai, or we learn out from the Pasuk in Sefer Shmos, Bechorishu v'akotzer tishbos. Either way, it's prohibited. Amar Abaye b'shvius b'zman hazeh v'rebihi. A fascinating position of Abaye, which also appears in Gittin on Daf Lamed Vav, and that is the opinion of Rebbe. Now, how you understand the shita of Rebbe is actually a big discussion in the Rishonim and Achronim. Of course, we're going to be Masbir Shitas Rebbe as presented over here by Rashi. In our Shiurim in Hilchos Shemitah, we've discussed and expounded a lot on Shitas Rebbe. The Sanya we learned in a Braisa. Rebbe Yomer. V'zed var hashmitah. The Torah HaKadosha says, in Parshas Re'e, v'zed var hashmitah. And this is the concept of Shemitah. Shemot kol ba'ma asher yodei, asher yasher b're'eu. The simple reading of the pasuk is that this is the word, the halachas of Shemitah, and Shemitah means that you're supposed to nullify all loans. However, the Torah, Chazal Darshan, Rebbe is quoting, refers to two different Shemitahs. B'shtei Shemitahs HaKasam Adaber. Zedvar Shemitah Shemot. Why did I have to say Zedvar Shemitah? Just say that there's a chiyuv to nullify loans during the seventh year, what we call Shemitas Ksafim. Chazal therefore understand that there are two Shemitahs. Achas Shemitas Karka v'achas Shemitas Ksafim. One of Karka and one of Ksafim. Mizman Shatam Mishame Karka. When there is a mitzvah Shemitas Karka Minat Torah, Atam Mishame Ksafim. And when there is no mitzvah Shemitah d'oraisa, then you don't have Shemitas Ksafim. Now, of course, is a piece over here that's missing in the Gemara. And that is that at the end of the day, what's the reason that Shemitah doesn't apply to the point that Shemitas Ksafim is not going to apply? So Rashi immediately points out, A, that when the Gemara says B'shvias Bizman Hazeh, the Gemara is assuming that Shemitah is only d'rabbanan. And then Rashi, Dibar Masim Bizman Shiata Mishamit Karka, says that Bizman Hazeh, once it's derabanan, then Shemitas Ksofim is also going to be in derabanan. Now, why will it be derabanan? So Rashi and Tosas and Gittin, as the Masoras HaShas points out, disagree about with this, and we will go with the opinion of Rashi and Gittin, where Rashi spells out on Lamed Vav and Aleph that since Shemitah follows the Yovel cycle, and unfortunately, because we don't have the Sanhedrin, we cannot pronounce the Yovel, so then, when there is Yovel, there is Shemitah d'Oraisa. When there is no Yovel, there is no Shemitah d'Oraisa. Rashi there also introduces another Svara. Beis Halevi discusses why Rashi needs two Svaras. And there Rashi also presents another reason for the Shemitah being Bizman HaZed Rabbanan, and that is when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, then Batla Kedushas HaAretz. Many of the Rishonim and Achronim point out that if that is the position, we definitely don't follow that position today. In the famous Tshuvas about Shemitah Bizman HaZeh, the Beis Halevi points out that the other possibility that our Mishnah is following and is that Shemitah would be dependent on Yovel. But we do paskin that Kedushas HaAretz today remains in Eretz Yisrael, and then there becomes a big debate whether Shemitah is dependent on Yovel or not. The simple Mishnah in Moed Katan, according to this opinion, the opinion of Abaye on the bottom of Beis Amabeis, is assuming that Shemitah is the Rabbanan, and if Shemitah is the Rabbanan, then we'll be lenient, b'makom hefsid, for a person to actually do avodas on the karka, and we will allow the individual to be mashke, which would either be a prohibition of charisha or Zriya, as we learned in today's daf, which is the machloikis between Rabba and Rav Yosef. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes daf Be'ez in Maseches Moed Katan, and Be'ezer Hashem we will discuss in the halacha from the daily daf the important background and practical applications to the prohibition of malacha on Chol HaMoed.